Yeah, I just was going to basically go on that same thought of I enjoyed really very much what our brother Chuck said about how that, you know, she, Naomi needed someone because she had backslidden, if we can use it in today's terms. And she had gone to Moab, she had tried the world for 10 years, and now she's back in the land, but she's still discouraged. And what she really needed was someone who was really on fire for the Lord, really just encouraging the Lord, and then she could bring something of the Lord back to her. And she would, as we would say today, maybe even come back to the assemblies in that way. But she, we're thankful here, even though Naomi had left, and I don't know if any of you have had the same experience, but someone in our meeting, you know, only comes out maybe once a month. And so I tend to be proud, because I'm there every week, you know, and, you know, I'm proud of the fact. And then when he tries to encourage me or give me a thought about something I'm doing or something I should be looking for, I'm like, well, why should I listen to you? Well, he's been there for years. He used to come every week, but he has a health condition, which I tend to overlook. And so even if we think that we're better than them, they have had so much more experience than us. We should really take time, especially if they even come back to the assembly. You know, we should be careful about what they say. But in this case, Naomi came back, as we would say, and she was able to encourage this younger sister in the Lord.
It was two things, really. One, she knew the Word of God. She was older. She had intelligence to be able to instruct those that were younger. And I don't think there's sisters here that aren't older than others. So the fact that it says older ones teach the younger, yes, we know that's really talking about older ones. However, there's always somebody younger, and they're looking up to you. So keep good examples to them, and that applies obviously to the guys as well. But one other thing, so she had intelligence, she knew the Word of God, but she also had the experience. Why would she tell her not to go into any other fields? She had been in the other fields for 10 years. She knew the devastating effect of those fields, and she said, do not go there. And really, the other thought is, avoid the appearance of evil. She said, don't let them find you there, because it's going to have an impact on them as well. So we have to be careful to not allow anything to come about where we are found in places that are going to impact others, so that we need to avoid the appearance of evil and to listen to those that are older that not only know the Word of God better, because she knew that he was a kinsman redeemer. Ruth did not know that. So she knew the Word of God, but she also had the experience that Ruth did not have, and she needed to guide her in that so we have the intelligence and the experience as well.
Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'd like to give us some verses from the New Testament to help us as we make our notes. I think these verses help to tie a nice bow around what we've been saying about the value of having a Naomi. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I think when Naomi asked Ruth, where are you eating? It was that she wanted to make sure that she was eating the right food. And then when Ruth could respond that it's in the field of a man named Boaz, Naomi could give Ruth then further counsel to say, that's the place you want to glean. And young people, one of the most important things that you can get is to be assured that those who have taken up leadership to teach you are teaching you principles from the Word of God. Timothy was in a wonderful position because he knew that what Paul was given to him, Paul had received from the Lord Jesus himself. And so no matter what anyone else said, no matter what he saw in other fields or heard was coming from someplace else, Timothy could stand firm upon the word of God given through Paul because he was assured of the vessel that was telling him these things. Don't go looking in other fields. Be assured And have the confidence in brothers and sisters, that what is being told to you is the word of God. And we can check it with the word of God. Okay? Naomi then was able to lead Ruth in the right path. I was thinking of, I think it's in the Acts of the Apostles. There was the evidence, it says, of this company that they had been with the Lord. When we are finished eating and gleaning and gathering and what have you, our conversation, our dress, our deportment, where we go, what we think about, is going to tell others where we've been gleaning. Someone should be able to look at us as young people, just look at us and see that we've been with the Lord. Then when they hear your conversation, they should surely say, I know what field he or she is in. But I wonder if sometimes just looking at us, we look so much like the world, we sound so much like the world, that someone has to say, when I say to them, well, you know, I go to the gospel hall or I'm a Christian. Really? I would have never known that. If you hadn't said that, I would have never guessed. And I think it was Nathaniel that said early in the week that sometimes what happens is that we then become ashamed because we haven't been living the things that we know we are, and we shy away from being a witness. So I want to encourage us that not only that should we feast upon the things that are right, to be assured of those that are leading us in this direction, but that our very deportment, our conversation, should be evidence that we have been with the Lord.